Portal archivolt or arch. This piece is a portal archivolt or an arch. It is an architectural element from a doorway of the Aelis Cathedral in southern Italy. The arch is part of the Brummer collection. It was carved by an unknown artisan between about 1100 and 1150. This arch is curved and made of 7 blocks of light gray marble. It spans for approximately 8 feet, is 3.5 feet tall, and 1.5 feet wide. The blocks on either end of the arch act as bases, and the middle 5 are all curved. Each end rests on 2 pedestals, so that the highest point of the arch is approximately 8 feet tall, allowing visitors to walk underneath. This piece is engraved with different creatures, including serpents, griffins, roosters, a lion, and humans on the front, and all the 2 are entirely smooth on the back. The arch is divided into 7 blocks of marble that, for the purposes of its installation, are connected together with a light gray painted metal supporting frame. From left to right, the first base on the left side contains an animal-like creature with a large head. The head is this shape of and half the size of a football. The creature is a lion with 2 big eyes looking straight. What appears to look like a large beak because of the crack in marble is actually the lion's mouth. Its body supports the left side of the arch, and behind the large head are paws facing up. Above the head of this animal is a horizontal surface which supports the next block.
The second block curves for 3 feet. It contains engravings of creatures and a human being. From bottom to top, we notice a sea serpent with sharp teeth looking at the human who has his hands facing up. The face of the human is around the size of an orange. On the back of the sea serpent are engraved some wave-like patterns representing its scales. This large creature with a long, narrow body is on top of the human and hides all of his body except for his face. The third block curves for 2.5 feet. It features what appears to be seahorses wrapping their limbs around one another. The figures all appear to be in profile since we only see one faces. The fourth block is 2 feet long. It features 2 bird-like figures that are approximately the size of small pigeons, and the deformed figure on the right with a head that is the size of an orange. The birds are shown in profile, facing the viewer's right, and each have 1 eye on the side of their faces and feathers carved into the stone. The figure on the right has 2 holes that appear to be eyes on its face, and its limbs reach and touch the bird to its left. The fifth block curves for 2.5 feet. It has cracked from the previous block into its own. It features a human male whose body takes up the length of the block, wrapping his arms around the animal. The animal looks similar to a goat and faces the right. The man's left hand stretches to the bottom of the block and is laid next to what appears to be the skull of an animal. The sixth block curves for 3 feet long. It contains a lion and a human. The lion is facing up at the left side near the top of the block, and the human upside down at the bottom of the right block. In the middle, the lion's tail interlaces between both bodies. Both faces are about the shape and half the size of a football. The bottom figure has a beard carved into the marble.
Finally, the right side supporting block contains a large animal which supports the arch. This animal looks like a hippopotamus with 2 small holes as nostrils. Art historians indicate that it is supposed to be an ox. Because this arch is very old and shows damaging and weathering, these shapes are not easily discerned. The label next to the work explains that perhaps these images were intended to inspire the churchgoers to consider the consequences of sin and adopt a virtuous life.